Bobby Hutcherson made music that helped define an instrument. He was a vibraphonist. He pushed the scope of what the mallets and metal could bring to music. He died Monday at the age of 75. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
Bobby Hutcherson played his first live show on the vibraphone before taking any lessons. He was in junior high school, and his friend, bassist Herbie Lewis, wrote down, right on the vibraphone, which notes to play and when. The system worked great while they were practicing, but just before showtime, Bobby Hutcherson told NPR that the stage manager thought that the vibes were dirty and wiped it clean.
I said, no, you didn't. You didn't do that. Yes, I did. The curtain opens, you know. And there's my parents looking, sitting there looking, that's our son. I think I hit the first two notes, and then the rest was complete chaos.
He signed up for lessons after that. Bobby Hutcherson was born in Los Angeles in 1941. He moved to New York, and by the time the 1960s came around, he wanted to do something new with the vibraphone. He told NPR in 2014 that because of all the things going on in the world, the revolutions and riots, he thought it'd be a mistake to just copy what the other big vibe players like Milt Jackson and Lionel Hampton were doing.
There was an awful lot of things going on for the music to describe, you know, because at that time the music was almost like a newspaper of what was going on in the streets.
What you're hearing right now is a result of that from Dialogue, his debut album with the legendary Blue Note Records.
He came along and just totally changed the way that most people were used to hearing the vibes.
That's Warren Wolf. He's a vibe player. In fact, he's the guy Hutcherson used to tell people to call up when he couldn't make a gig himself.
He brought an avant-garde technique to the instrument, and he kind of played the vibes like how a horn player would normally play. So he was just a natural wonder.
You can sort of hear it in the track he did with saxophonist Harold Land called Hutcherson made dozens of albums, worked with nearly every great in jazz, and had a million ways to play the same note.
Every note fits. There is no wrong note. It's only the reaction on your face. You know, you hit a note, you say, ow! Well, that's wrong. You can hit the same note again and, ah, that note is right. It's the same note.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.